this morning we have a guest joining us. He's going to be visiting with folks locally a little bit about a topic that concerns government contracting locally. Andy Alexander is with us this morning. He's a government contracting specialist with Iowa State University's Center for Industrial Research and Service, and he will be leading that conference, which is coming up this Thursday, June 25th, from noon to 1 at the Cass County Extension Office in Atlantic. Andy, thanks so much for your time. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Do you do a lot of these types of sessions around the area?
I do. I cover 38 counties in western Iowa, about 220 towns, and I do outreach through these presentations.
It's a little different beast, isn't it, than what some folks are used to when you're dealing with government agencies and contracting there?
It is, and it differs from town level, the city, county, state, and federal, and that's where I come in with our free counseling.
You bet. I know there's some businesses that are probably fairly used to that, construction companies and what have you, those that work on roads, bridges, buildings, things like that. But there are plenty of other services that the government needs and they contract with, and a lot of folks don't even really know the first steps on how to get in on those things.
And that's where I help them out as far as getting registered and investigating the market and looking for opportunities and putting their proposal together and their costs. And then when they win a contract, is interpreting it, making sure they can kick the project off.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are probably a lot of things to watch out for. You talked about looking around, just looking to register and find projects out there. I assume that's the first step. Is that difficult?
No, not at all. The 220 town governments in my area are really good about putting things on their websites and local papers. The state of Iowa has a great site. Each of the county governments do very good on advertising their needs. And the federal government's probably about the best. They have one centralized site where they put all their solicitations on.
Oh, very good. So it's just a matter of knowing where to look.
It's just a matter of getting educated and using a person like myself to kind of guide them through the steps.
Absolutely. You mentioned up front it might be a little bit different depending if you're working with local governments like cities or counties or state or federal. A lot of difference there?
Well, at the federal level, of course, it's going to they got more set-asides for women-owned businesses, veterans, those that are in disadvantaged areas. Down the town level, they don't have as many set-asides. It's pretty much low bid and exactly what they need for that in a smaller community.
Sure. What are the benefits of dealing with government contracting?
Well, I deal with about 122 businesses in western Iowa, and it's much like the commercial sector. You find an opportunity, you bid for it, make sure your costs are within it, you can do the work. There's not much difference, and I always encourage a lot of businesses that are in the commercial sector to also do a portion of their services or sell their products in the government sector as well.
It's just another matter of diversifying.
Yes, sir, and getting educated on it and using someone like myself or at their ISU Extension office. Like I'm working with Kate Olson over in Atlantic, and this is a co-sponsored event between the two of us.
Mm-hmm. Andy, can you talk about some of the questions that you might get when you host these types of events? We don't want to give away all the secrets because we want folks to attend and find out more that way, but I'm sure you get a lot of folks that walk in and have questions because they're really not sure if government contracting might be right for them.
Yeah, a lot of it is there a need for my product or a need for my services? And in the presentations I give, I give them that education and what's out there. In Atlantic, we're going to do a 60-mile radius, and there's about 125 town governments within an hour of Atlantic, and about 11 county governments, there's about 45 federal agencies, there's the state of Iowa, there's plenty of government markets. It's just a matter of getting registered with them, looking at their opportunities, and then working with me to put their proposal together.
Yeah, the government will go out and they'll put out requests for proposals, things like that, but they don't necessarily get on the phone and start calling folks up and say, hey, you've never done business with us before. We'd like to see what you have to offer. That doesn't really happen much, does it?
No, but I have noticed an increase where the governments are calling me more about things that they need because they're looking for specific people. They love this in Iowa. They want to sell to Iowa businesses. They don't want to bring other businesses from the outside because they have to pay for those costs of transportation and lodging, food. So they'd rather use an Iowa business. So it's good business for us here in Iowa.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's nice to know that there's been some there's some recruiting efforts going on out there looking for the right folks there. Now, is this something that is just for big businesses or something that any business can be involved in?
I provide free counseling to large business, small, startup, nonprofits, and especially farmers. Farmers are all in business out there, and whether it's conversion of their irrigation systems over or effects of the bird flu, are looking for grants with USDA or NCRC, I assist in those applications.
They're probably things we've never really thought much about that are out there.
Yeah, and in some cases we have farmers that invent things and they want to commercialize it and put it through market. And ISU is really good at assisting with that through small business innovative research and things like that.
Through the center, do you work a lot one-on-one with folks or do you spend your time working on larger issues?
No, I visit every client at their place of business,
oh,
and then
wow.
I do a follow-up, and then I make them a client of my counseling. And I focus on about 120 that I'm working with right now.
Yeah, and just a little bit, I guess, about your background. Maybe we should have talked about that earlier, but you've had a lot of experience in this.
About 43 years. I was the state director, a program manager in Nebraska's Procurement Technical Assistance Program for 9 years. I ran a business as a small businessman. I'm retired military, 25 years. And I've been here in Iowa now for about 6 months here out of the Chamber of Commerce in Council Bluffs.
So you've really seen it all from all different angles, haven't you?
Yeah, and I've experienced it, and I have a passion as a retired military. I have a passion to help businesses in Iowa get into a market they may have a paradigm shift into or they're not familiar with, and I kind of ease that transition.
You bet. Do you have big sessions when you do this? Do you get a lot of interest?
They range. I have 5 community colleges in my area and about 67 chambers, and I work out of the 38 extension offices. And they range from having one person that I give attention to at a council or as many as 50.
Well, government projects like this tend to be done a lot of times on the bid process. They tend to be fairly competitive. It's hard to jump in if you don't have some of this advance knowledge, some things that you can help them with so they can be competitive.
Or past performance. Well, the thing I show them, though, even if there isn't an opportunity, how do you approach these governments to give them an unsolicited proposal? Do a government capability statement, advertise and market to them to show them that there is a need to do this or that.
Wow.
There's things that they have to offer.
Yeah, there really is a lot to learn.
Yes, and that's why this... the Iowa Procurement Technical Assistance Program, there's 5 of us in the state. I just cover the western 38 counties, and that's why we're out here to assist with that.
Wait a second. There are 5, and you just cover the western 38? It sounds like you're getting the raw end of the deal. You got a big area to cover.
Well, I got about 20% of the population. It's about 660,000 people. And the young lady that's in Ames, she has about the same market. And then over in Davenport, up in Cedar Rapids, and they divide the total population of the state out, we equal about 20% of the market share.
Sure.
That we try and support.
You look per person. You just get to spend a little bit more time behind the steering wheel.
I do, and I love it. I love my state. I love going through these towns and meeting the people. Economy's great. All the factories I go to are upbeat and clean and neat, and people are positive. So I got a great job.
Well, if folks aren't contracting with the government already and they have products or services that might be of interest to them, it's an easy way to expand your market right there.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, I know space is limited in these, and you do need pre-registration. And it looks like there's a light lunch that will be provided to those folks who attend as well. And there's no cost for the workshop, correct?
Not at all. And for everyone that attends, and whether they're doing business with the government now or they want to get into it, I do one-on-one counseling with them, and I do come to their home business or their farm or their the brick-and-mortar type business. And I serve companies as big as Blue Bunny up in Lamar's down to a farmer down in Plum Creek.
Excellent. So bring some business cards maybe with you, too. You might do some good networking there.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, it sounds like a good opportunity for folks to take advantage of, even if they're not sure if it's right for them. You never know until you sit in, right?
That's right. And it's all, it gives you another viable market to sell your products and services in, other than just a commercial.
Absolutely. Again, the date is Thursday, June 25th, coming up this Thursday, from noon to 1 p.m., just an hour session at the Cass County Extension Office. A lot will be put into that hour-long session. If you'd like to register, you can contact the folks at the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Office here in Atlantic, in Cass County, that number 243-1132. Get a hold of Kate and her staff there at the Extension Office by noon on Wednesday, June 24th, if you'd like to register for that. And again, there is no charge. Andy Alexander, hey, thanks so much for your time. Good information. A lot more to be had at the session. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.